Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, this is your host. This is the diary, and it is Sunday. What day? The 24th of October. A rainy, beautiful Sunday here in Sacramento, and I thank you guys for joining. And it'll probably be one of these soapbox Sundays because, you know, when it comes to my black people, it's just, you know, it's been really rough and really hard. And that's why I have to, you know, the five or the many faces of blackness, you know, and that's what we have to talk about because, you know, being a black person, see, my parents raised me to be proud to be black. See, my parents raised me to have respect for them when I walk out in this world in my blackness. So when I'm in that street, I'm not only representing Stacy Johnson, I'm representing Willie and Willa Mae Johnson. And this is the thing that we have forgotten from the top to the bottom. When we walk out there in the street, we not only represent our parents, we represent our ancestors, we represent Martin Luther King, we represent all those people that died and did for us. And I'm so tired of black people, especially. You don't give a black person a nickel's worth of power because they don't know what to do with it. They simply don't know what to do with it. So, Soapbox Sunday on the diary. We're going to talk about the faces of blackness. And why is it that black people, to me, in my opinion, see, and I'm going to stop saying because I know the secret. And the secret says that whatever you put out there is what you're going to get. So if I put out there how stupid my people been acting for 45 years, guess what? My people going to keep acting stupid for the next 45 damn years. And somebody asked me to stop cussing, so I'm going to stop cussing. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try to not do that. But what we want to talk about are the things of the love movement, people sticking together, people getting together. Black people, we have issues. And just because you can go out and waste your money on bullshit and then front on Facebook, that's not real. That's not reality. That's not longevity. Okay? We've been duped. We've been lied to for many, many, many years. And now it's time to wake your asses up. And the diary is a place intended to wake your asses up. Okay? Like I said, when I go out there and represent myself, I represent my mama. I represent my daddy. I represent Martin Luther King, and I try not to prove the white man right. That's why all my life I told my sons, okay, 20 and 18 today, all they want to see is dead or in jail, son. That's it. That's all. If you ask my boys to this day, what's the one thing your mom always told you? Oh, they only want to see us dead or in jail. They tired of hearing about it because they know that's all I told them, and that's the truth. And that's what we're doing. That's what's happening. When you name your record company Death Row, guess what? All the niggas is going to come up dead. Black people, we need to get our shit together. We have no leadership out there. Okay, leadership are just like the babies. I'm tired of looking on Twitter and seeing grown-ass men, phrases that little boys should be saying, black men. You grown men, talk like grown men. Represent blackness in a grown way. It's bad enough black women are basically our culture. If it wasn't for the black woman, and as raggedy as some of us want to be, our culture, our kids would be more fucked than they are today. Black people, you need to get your shit together. That's what the love movement is all about. And when I talk to Terry and Cheryl and Jesse about this, I have to say, you know what, first and foremost, guys, we have to make sure we love each other. It can't be a bunch of fake shit. Because all that's out there is fake shit. All of that black church stuff Soledad O'Brien got on CNN. Look at the audience. They all look like they need to be on a video. Ain't none of them representing you and me. As much as I love T.D. Jakes, he looked like he shouldn't have been there. He looked like he knew he shouldn't have been there. You know? So what we have to do is what we did way back then. Okay? When Abraham Lincoln said, hey, guess what? Y'all free. What we do back then? We stuck together. We said, what's that mean? We was lost then, just as lost as we are today. We need to stick together. That's what the love movement is all about. So right now it's got four members. Wait, four, Cheryl, Jesse, me, and Terry, and all the babies. But we represent the babies, so, and Eli. We got all the babies, and I, and Gannon. We represent the babies, though. We need people to join the love movement that are one. Loving in your heart, because that's the only thing that will last, is a loving heart. You can only go out there and love other people if you love yourself. So let's make sure you loving yourself first, and you can do that all by yourself. Okay, you got to be a loving person, and you can't be full of shit. Because if you're full of shit, we're going to call you on it. You know, but the love movement is about helping, empowerment, inclusion, inspiration, and education. I'm 45 years old, and unless somebody with some power, somebody with some real love and some truth in their soul and in their heart, unless somebody, and I'm talking about of color because, you know, we're the only race of people that think history don't matter. For some reason, black people think it's not important to study our history and to learn those lessons and to use those lessons and to move forward. We like garbage. Our country puts more effort into gay issues, Hispanic issues, and black people just sit there, oh, okay. I'm tired of it. We need to do something about it, and that's what the love movement is all about. We got Oprah. I mentioned Oprah. We got Oprah. Got more money than anybody. Okay, well, for what? For what reason? You know, for what reason? And then we got Russell Simmons and what he did to hip-hop. We know for what reason. You know, because we are a very powerful and very strong people. And if we realize that, the world would have to take notice of that, and we would take this country over. But all I want to do is make sure our kids are safe. And we're going to talk about my week with no child left behind. And let's just take the no out that shit. And let's just say it's intended to leave every child behind. This is the diary where we come out of SAC every Sunday from 3 to 4. And I've been told to do some things that I haven't done yet. So I'm going to do it and hope I don't lose connection. All my love members are elsewhere. They should be calling in. And my switchboard is acting crazy. So I'm just going to wait till it comes back. And we're going to keep talking about what the love movement is all about. If you listen to me, if you're within the sound of my voice, go to the website, www.aaasm.org, and just say you're simply interested in becoming a member. And what that means is that where you are in your neighborhood, you're going to reach out to poor families. And you're going to actually have conversations with these people. And you're going to actually kind of, you know, say, well, we have this organization based in California, but we can help you everywhere. And we need to have people start thinking that way, start thinking about helping each other, start thinking about loving each other, because there is definitely strength in numbers. When Cheryl and Terry and Jesse and I just stuck together, we were amazed on how many ways the talents that each one of us has separately, how we can take those talents to benefit the other person at absolutely no charge to them. And guess what? They had talents that could benefit us. What I didn't like to do, Jesse knows how to do. What I don't necessarily have the attitude sometime to do, Terry has a wonderful attitude and will take care of it for me. You know, so that's what the love movement is all about, teaching you how to, you know, do better at home every day. Do better for your kids, really. That's what it's all about. We need to start doing better for our kids. So now I'm going to try to take a break if everything doesn't zonk out. And then we're going to talk about what happened with the No Child Left Behind crap, you know, this week. And I'm definitely going to have to, you know, I always, you know, I was stuck in this, you know, is it Christ-like to just go in there and tell people off? Or should you just let God handle it? You know, and that was always my dilemma, you know, where, you know, it's like, okay, leave it alone or not, you know. And I think that's where a lot of people are stuck today, and it's called apathy, where, you know, that ain't my problem. But, yeah, in reality, yes, it is. When all of our black kids have the problems that they have today, our black men, our black boys, and then our black young ladies and all of that, nobody's getting an education, nothing like that. When it's one black person, it's all of us. So we need to understand that, and that, you know, unity needs to come through. Love needs to come through, and that can only come through a heart that is loving. So I'm going to stop being so angry, but I love black people. You know, and I love my parents. You know, I love and respect my parents so much. And I'm so glad that they're not alive to see the sorry state that black people are in. I'm so glad they're not alive. Really? I'm really glad. In one way, and in another way, they could probably talk me through this in a way that only God has been able to do because my parents aren't here. But, you know, I get upset when I see other black people, and especially black people that have power, black people that have money, and they just go by every day like it's really not important and everybody's a part of the Illuminati. Fuck that. You know, and really, that's intended for good. And then, you know, we hear one thing over here, one thing over here. Nobody knows the truth about nothing. So that's what the diary exists for. You know, our main purpose and what I've realized over these past even 9 months, 10 months myself, is that we, you, and God are creators of our universe, for good or for bad. So if you have created something to this date that's shitty, you did it to yourself. I did it to myself. We all did it to ourselves, but what you have to focus on is understanding that you can have exactly what you want, and you have to think about those things, and you have to believe those things, and you have to speak those things, and if you believe it and you speak it and you feel it, it will happen, and that's what the love movement is all about, shoot. If I could just stop cussing, and I can get a preacher's degree, right, like most of them in 30 days online, I could have a church. This is the love movement. Hey, and I can sing. You know, every preacher knows how to sing. I'm perfect. All right, I got a new song. The Crazy Cat. This is the, what is this? This is the diary, and I got the virus, and I'll be back. Shoot, I forgot how much I like that. That's the Crazy Cat, and I'm Crazy Stacy. On Sunday, this is the diary from 3 to 4 in Sacramento. And basketball is back, everybody. Yay! Starting Tuesday. Lakers getting that ring, bro. So it's all good. That's why I love this time of year. All right, so what are we talking about? The many faces of blackness. Okay, and I want to explain myself when I say that, because, and I say that for a few reasons, and, you know, I do this because I hope there are people out there that feel like I do and feel it strongly enough to want to really make a difference, not just listen to me talk shit, sorry, Terry, talk mess every Sunday, because that's really not what it's all about. You know, it's really to maybe, you know, if I have this opinion, I'm really hoping others do, especially single mothers that have raised young males. You know, and getting so tired of it. Or black families or families in general who have had to deal with the incompetencies of the public school system. You know, so we put our voices out there. And, you know, my nonprofit, I pay for out of my pocket. So money has never been an issue. That's why I always thought, you know, I'm going to succeed because, unlike many, you know, money's not an issue for me. It's more of my love for children, because I was the youngest of 11, and even at the youngest of 11, okay, when my mother should have really been tired, okay, she stepped up to the plate, she did her job until the day I turned 18, and she was like, fly, bird, fly, which she should have, you know what I'm saying, but she never gave up, even on her very last one, and we owe that to our children, and if we don't give that to our kids, shame on us, not shame on them. Okay, shame on us, shame on the school systems that know this is happening, but yet they do nothing about it. You know, money speaks. If you have money, you can handle pretty much any problem out there when it comes to the types of problems that black people, school systems, families face. I'm sorry. And there are enough people out there with money to make a difference, but they're selfish and they're greedy. And somebody out there seems to think if we give one black organization that's real or one black person that's real a chance, we're done. And, you know, because righteousness and justice and goodness always wins, that's why we just decided to call this the love movement, because it's going to win. Because, now, let's talk about No Child Left Behind in a nutshell. Well, originally we were asked to be a tutor facility, which was great, because I knew at that point that all of those funds that we would make from that, we would put right back into the community, put right back into kids, get some young kids that maybe want a little job, we can get them a job. Everything was just perfect. Well, the same person that I dealt with last year, very unprofessional, and the way that this works is this, I guess the No Child Left Behind people hire certain vendors that go into the community and supposedly and hire community partners is what we are called, because we're in the community. We actually have a interest in the people in the community. We are not just, you know, a corporate entity knowing that we can get so much a kid and just get it whether they learn or not. And that's the whole purpose of this community partnership collaboration crap that we were involved in. Well, in a nutshell, unfortunately, you know, and this is always the case, and this is sad, and this is why black people are so at the bottom of every list, because you know you're done for if you got to ask a black person for anything, you're done for. If you're black, your organization is black, and especially here in hater-ass Sacramento, if you got to go to a black person for something you need, you're done, because that person already know, you know, well, in my case, I'm the shit, you know, and I let them know I'm not from here. I'm from the sophisticated part of California, which would be Los Angeles. Okay, I'm not from here where all the black people are scared, they don't speak up, and they just stopped burning crosses, I heard, right before I moved up here. I wish somebody burned a cross on my shit. Ask the people what happened when my neighbor kept letting his dog shit in front of my house, okay, let alone a cross. Anyway, but, so, you know, I read the paperwork, and the benefits of being a collaborative partner is that, you know, they will pay you to outreach. They will pay you for your tutors. They will pay you to rent your facility. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting paid for shit that I paid for out of my pocket for 10 years. Oh, this is a dream. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a van. We're going to get free transportation for all the kids. We're going to have the food program. It's going to open up again. We're going to do everything. Well, time comes to do it, okay. Now, mind you, same black chick I'm dealing with this year, I deal with last year, who made an appointment with me, never showed, never called me. And I said, wait, ain't you the one from last year? Oh, yeah, yeah, but I work for a different company this year. Things are different, and I can do what I want. I'm like, hey, yeah, I found out what that meant just the other day. I can do what I want. So I'm going with the problem. I'm like, okay, now let's go. We got to do the outreach. Let's find the kids. Because the benefit of the Association of African American Single Mothers is that we can tutor math because that's our specialty. But we have mentoring programs. We have black history programs. Wow, programs that you probably never heard of anywhere else in any other community for black people. So you would think the black person in charge would be happy to help us get going, which she intended or said she did 2 months ago. Well, until Stacy said, well, we need the money for this. We can get the funds for that, right? All of a sudden, no, ain't no funds for it. And as a matter of fact, go out on foot, gather up the names of the parents on your own, and you got 10 days to do it. And so, you know, call me stupid. But like I said before, all the school knows the failing students. You know the failing students. Why is the switch, everything switched, and I got to do it on my own, and I got to do it for free. So, lo and behold, me and the crew went out and did a couple flyers. What happens Monday, mother calls me and says, hey, I got your flyer for the, you know, are you a member of the program? I'm like, yes, we are. And, you know, where'd you get it? We did the research. Okay, they got it from the flyers we sent out. And she said, but I own it. She's an African-American single mother. And I understand you have a mentoring program. I start going, oh, Angela, you know, this was my life's work, baby. I'm like, you ain't said nothing but a word. And we start going, and she's like, I called all the other centers, Stacy, and none of them ever talked to me or even went in detail like you. And I just, you know, and I said, well, call Deborah, call this woman and let her know, because, you know, I already know in my spirit something is funky because she done flipped the switch. And the sad part about it with black people, don't let your boss be in a different state. You really think you running shit then. So boss in a different state. She calls me back. She said, yeah, Stacy, she said you weren't part of the program because you didn't comply with blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, oh. Get on the phone. I'm like, I'm going to have you on the phone while I call her and ask her exactly what I didn't comply with. Because if you know Stacy, like I know Stacy, don't tell me I didn't comply with some shit. Okay? First of all, I've been in the Association of African American Single Mothers in Natomas for over 10 years. I personally speak with the superintendent secretary who just gave me permission to pass out those same flyers. Okay, I've been waiting for Miss No Child Left Behind to comply with the paperwork that her boss sent me and her boss talked about. But what? The black woman don't want to give a black business the same benefits that she probably just throw away to her friends and her uncles and her cousins and all the white businesses, and I'm not taking that shit no more. And I told her that. And I told the family, and I put the families on, because I'm already tutoring one of the families that's waiting for the money to kick in for them so they don't pay me out of their pocket. And I'm tired of it. And I'm just tired of it. So I called. Of course, she, unprofessional, hangs up on me. Sounds like she's calling me from a bar on Friday night. So I just send her boss a message or call him. He sounds like he ain't interested. So I wrote a letter, and basically in a nutshell, your worker is out there telling people that I'm refusing to comply with some type of thing other than working for you guys for free. So here are the families. I sent the letter to the families. I told them I'm contacting the district. I said, and not only did this unprofessional worker of yours do this last year, you know, she did it this year without the courtesy of any phone calls, any follow-up letters. And me and my people say, you know what, if that person in charge of that program would have been white, don't you know she would have sent you 15 letters to let you know how you didn't qualify, or would have broke her neck to make sure she had everything for you as the paperwork says. Oh, but not the black person with a nickel's worth of power over here in Bootsy Country, Sacramento, where she'd probably never do anything like this ever in her life. And then when the families tell her, She tells the families, well, I'm still interviewing tutors, and you won't have one until November 15th. And the mom says, Stacy, my kid is failing today. I said, I'm going to tell you, just like I told the other person and the other seven that you're going to recommend to me, I will tutor you for free. And tell No Child Left Behind, the company that works for them, to shove that money so far up their asses that they won't be able to find it and they can cough it up a little while later. All right? So, you know, Stacy and the Association of African American Single Mothers and all of that shit, we're not here to get paid. You know, and my thing is, and my question is, and my letter to her and the family, everybody got a copy of that letter, and I'm almost tempted to read it on the radio or put it on my website. The only thing we refused to do was to refuse to work for free. Could somebody explain to me? And I sent a couple emails saying, Ms. blah, blah, blah. It seems like what you're telling me is in total contradiction to what your boss told me in this paperwork. Could you explain now what you would like me to do for you? I never got a response to that. And as far as I'm concerned, this isn't the first year. And once again, this is the same chick that was a no-show last year, vowed that things were different this year. And because of her personal preference and me refusing, right, the black woman got to work for you for free, right? Right. I'm not to expect the same benefits that your boss say I'm supposed to get, right? That's the face of blackness. Because a white person would have said, oh, you're absolutely right, or giving me a reason why I can't have the stuff. Oh, not old ghetto. Nope, ghetto, I don't understand what you're talking about. And then calling me from a bar and hanging up on me and yelling. I'm like, what kind of professional are you? And you're out there telling people, and I said, because you're probably so uneducated, you probably don't know the meaning of it, but you're slandering my organization by telling them I'm refusing to comply with something, stupid. So, you know, from that point on, Terry says she'd handle it because I can't be yelling at people. So this is a diary where we love kids. And, you know, I'm tired of that kind of stuff. That's all our kids get, you know? Oh. And I asked the mister of the company, because I'm not putting out no names just to protect the non-innocent. But, all right, wait. I lost my chicken. I just asked him, what do you expect me to tell these families? First of all, these are African-American families. I'm an African-American single mother nonprofit organization. The other choices are the Learning Center and 40 Acres and a Mule, which is Sylvan Learning Center, but they just trying to attract niggas by using Spike Lee's phrase. That kind of stuff, that just makes me want to go just kick somebody in the ass. You have no concern about 40 acres and no damn mules, Sylvan Learning Center. But yet you name your tutor center that shit. Oh, so black, dumb black people, ooh, we're going to take old Rufus over there. They call for the echoes in the view. And you don't even know what that means yourself, Rufus. That's why black people make me so mad. Because we so willing to follow any bullshit and don't have history behind nothing. Don't know nothing. Don't know nothing. And the 40 acres you were supposed to get when your ass got free, right? You never got it. All you got is a kick in the ass, like you were a mule. And we still getting kicked in the ass. And it's time for people to stop. And that's what the love movement's all about. I might be yelling, but I'm yelling in love, baby. This is a diary where we're going to play ghetto bound, because that's not where we going to be. That's where all the people going that mistreat the black people for the past four. That's where they going to be. And you know who you are, baby. This is the diary, and we'll be back. All right, baby, baby. That's ghetto bound. That's where we gonna put people like Rush Limbaugh and, well, let me not name names, because I've been in the ghetto, so I can't go nowhere but up, all right? And speaking of ghetto, I do not live in the ghetto now, and I just thank God every day I get up, first of all, that I ain't got to share this with Freddie and Chris no more, although I love them and I miss them. But every time I get up, you know, I live in such a beautiful part of Sacramento. It's like I'm camping because my patio is in like a lake. I ain't bragging or nothing because guess what? I work hard to live here, so don't trip. And only reason why I'm here because I took care of my disabled sister, gave her the bigger room, and then got kicked in the ass by her 6 months later after I carried her and her wheelchair on my back. So, but I just love it, you know, and I did all of that. And I never thought twice because that was my sister until all my hard work went for nothing because I knew she was going to end up in a fucked up situation again and end up calling me probably 2 or 3 years later again when she could have been happy with her ducks and her squirrels she used to talk about every damn morning, wherever you are, Tammy. Anyway, I love you. I just cannot love people, even people that kick me in the ass. I still got to love you because you know what? I've learned, and it's true, and if you study... Oh, if you study, okay, black people, that's the best thing Bill Gates could have done was help us get computers out there because that is, knowledge is power. All you need is a computer and Google, and you can be smarter in 30 days. Why don't you try it, all right? The key to success, the key to having everything that you want in your life is thinking about it, meditating on it, believing it. But you have to do it from a center and a heart full of love. It doesn't work if you're a jackass and you're looking to do these miraculous things. You may be able to for a while, but they'll fizzle out. Or they just won't happen. But if you want to see your life change, if you want to see power in your life, sit down somewhere quiet, first of all, beginning by thanking God for life. Because every day that you wake up, every morning, you wake up and you're not wherever it is we go when we die. God has given you another opportunity to make your dream a reality. We are spiritual beings here to have physical experiences. So understand that. I mean, that's what the Bible says. That's what the love movement is all about, that we have to think the way that we think needs to change. I don't necessarily need to go, and I don't. I don't need to go to Pastor Boo Boo's church. I don't need to watch Joyce, even though I love her on TV, even though I do, because they help when they're real. When they're real and you're real, you can feel the spirit of that preacher coming down on you. And if you're real and they're full of shit, you can feel that too, baby. Anyway, you don't need that. All you need is you and a belief that there is someone out there that created you and that wants something better for you, and there is. I mean, we know whether it's evolution or creation, there is a higher power that's in force out there. I mean, even scientists say it. So whether you know it or not, it's true. It's like they say, you know, gravity is what it is, baby. Okay, you jump off a building, you're going to hit the ground. Whether you a saint, Mother Teresa will splash just like Jim Jones. That's a law, and it is also a law that whatever you think, you will have. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you're going to have, whether it's for good or for bad. So know that, feel that, believe that, see that. Sit your ass down on Sunday. How about this? Try 30 days instead of going to be like a chicken with your head cut off and yelling and screaming with everybody else. Sit your ass at home and concentrate. Get the Bible and concentrate because that's God's word. Because you'll find your whole being will change when you begin to meditate on God and yourself and your life and the things that you desire. You are here to have the things that you desire, not the shit that somebody just wants you to have. That was called slavery. That was a mistake. And thank God, good men freed us from that shit. Okay? But this is America, where people that didn't speak English 7 years ago are over here and have a business today. And I've been here 300 years, and my shit's stinking. But I had a business, you know, now, you know, but you see what I'm saying? We've been here, people. We've been, this is our country. When they said, what are we going to do with America? Well, first of all, we need labor, so let's go get them Africans. That's you. That's me. I don't know that ain't my ancestor. Yeah, because the cumulative effect of that shit has not stopped. They just disguised it as work. And for most of us, no work. So whatever you want, you can have it. That whatever your mind can achieve, you can receive. That shit's real. Try thinking about it. Just do it for 5 minutes. And I always point to that feeling where you know you're forgetting something and you're going out there to do something and you're forgetting, I know I'm forgetting something, I'm forgetting, damn it. And it's always something you need for where you're going. Well, that's the universe trying to give you what you need because you have every intention of going out there and getting that thing, and it's saying, hey, dummy, you need this paperwork. Dummy, hey, stop. And if you're smart, you just sit at the door and wait until you get reminded of what it was because you're going to need it. That's your body. That's how we're in, that's how we work. You sit and you think about what you want, and you'll have it. Jay-Z, Oprah, Russell Simmons, all them people, they're no different from you. You can have a jet and a whole bunch of hoes, too, if that's what you focus on with thought and feeling. And it could be something bad. But see, here at the Love Movement, we don't focus on hoes. We focus on helping hoes. You know what I'm saying? But if that's what you like, you can even have you some hoes. That's why this is a mature show. Terry, I'm sorry. You know me. I'm stupid. But it works for hoes. It works for cars. It works for love. Sit down and focus on your dream person. But you got to be good. And the thing that you focus on has to be something that you love. That's why I know the AASM, we finna hit the charts. Because I've been loving this forever. And letters like I had to send out this yesterday and this morning, that don't faze me. Calling people out to the carpet, I learned that from the best. Willa Mae Johnson. All right? Walk into the Bank of America. All right? Don't not greet my mama right. Excuse me, honey? Oh, no. Don't walk in my mama's house and don't acknowledge the oldest person in the house. You will get clowned. So calling people out is in my blood. And, you know, when it comes to that no child left behind crap, you know, it's not what this person wants. It's not what her boss wants. It's not even what I want. It's what these parents want. And when this mom say, Stacey, I'll still pay you, I'm like, no, because the federal government's giving somebody that damn money. Okay? Now, I know she's trying to hook up Rebo and Bebop and Bleebop and Shaquita and Shaquanda, but none of them know math, and she know they don't know math. And that's the situation we ran into at the end of last school year. All of these after-school programs and all these low-income community facilities where all of these people are getting tax breaks on this property, on their property taxes, see? And because black people don't know nothing other than Jay-Z, Beyonce, and bullshit and blunts, y'all don't know you getting duped out of the shit you pay for. All of them new Natomas, low income, low housing, they only cost you $400 and they badass. Yeah, they're all supposed to have a program for your dumb kids. Okay, but no, the one that's running that one got Shaquita and Shaquanda and LaQuisha and Nanisha, and none of them niggas know math. So what? I go there, I'm like, where are the kids? Oh, they don't come back, and she can't even speak right. Oh, but you tutoring. Oh, and this building's getting tax breaks every year for it. Oh, yeah, and the kids is dumb. See, everywhere, and my daughter said, Mom, you can't say the kids are dumb. Well, they are. We love them, but they dumb. Elijah ain't dumb. Jesse ain't dumb. Chris and Freddie ain't dumb. Why they ain't dumb? Because their mama not dumb, and I didn't settle for them to be dumb, okay? My baby can read is what my Elijah was looking at. That's why he said, well, thank you, and he called me last night and said, Gammy. He said, thank you, welcome, bless you, all at the same time if he needs to. And that's what we owe our young people, not this, why ain't I qualified? I'm still, my letter was, why was I? And she, I got like 10 families waiting. So I'm like, no, guess what? I ain't disqualified. I want to let you know. You disqualified. Your actions are disqualified. Your attitude is disqualified. All right? So we going to get requalified through a little, some maneuvering we going to do. And everything going to be good. Everybody going to be good. Now, everybody has a better connection than I do. But I'm going to take a break so I can yell about some other stuff. The faces of blackness. We have to be one, okay? We can't have our black leadership. Only God knows. What is the caucus all about? What is the NAACP about? If it's not about educating and doing what's best for the masses of our people, and my research says, and for the past 10 years, it's been the same shit, lowest education rates, highest incarceration rates, highest out of teen pregnancy. Well, I think we might be just equal now. But with the economy the way it is, everything's tripled. And everybody over here getting bopped in the head because nobody has a job. And I said, well, if you don't want to help the boys when they 10, when they 8, when they 5, guess what? When they 20, when they 18, and they 15, they're going to bop you in your head. They're going to take your purse, or they're going to be hoeing your daughter. So either we do something now, because they're, trust me, they're not going to be enough jails to put them in. Between weed and three strikes, you're out. All right, there ain't enough prisons. All right, so this is the diary. I need to get some water. See, and I purposely didn't have no juice today, so I'd be clear, but let's see. I'm going to play the Love Doctor because this is the love show. I love you. You love me. Although, well, once again, I don't like Barney. I'll be back. Because I've been studying on being happier. Because things only happen for you when you're happy. That's why God gave me Elijah. Because you cannot look at him and be sad. I'm so sorry. It's like, oh my God, you just love everywhere about you. Welcome, thank you, Ghani. Oh, I love him. Just thinking about him, I ain't even got to look at him no more. Anyway, faces of blackness. So we need one face, folks. I need... You know, black organizations that have been, you know, right now, I think any organization that has been out there for more than 20 years, they're pretty much part of the problem. And not really, and it's not that many of them don't want to do something. Just like the president, he want to not, don't ask, don't tell. He want to do this. He want to do all of that shit. He want to give niggas reparations, okay? But he can't do that. They shot Abraham Lincoln a week after he freed the slaves. A month, a week, something like that. How long did it take him to kill Kennedy after he said there will be no war? Huh? Not long. He's, oh, yeah, they will. Bink. All right. So, you know, you just got to just, there is a God and know that he's in control. Because if you think too much above to where we really at right now, you would probably go out and shoot up people like people are shooting up people right now, too. But, you know, you got to understand, good will always overpower evil. And that's not Western, okay? That's reality. That's reality. That's real. So as long as there, and see, and that lets me know that there are not enough people with good heart and good intention putting that out there in the air. You have to put it in the air. Put it in the air. And we ain't talking about smoke. That's where I got that from, put it in the air. Oh, that's the shit, though. Anyway, but we got to put it in the air. Good people have to put good intention and good, oh, man, I sound good. My parents would be proud of me. Hey, guys, you know, and the one that's a priest ain't even a priest no more, see? All that money. Shit. Anyway, I love him. I didn't know how he could be a priest in the first place. See, that's how loving my parents were. They made priests. All right? And he wasn't one of the, like, the little boys. That's probably why he wasn't. He was like, I don't like little boys. I like to drink, and I'm out. All right? Anyway, you got to put it in the air. So that's what we're going to be doing every Sunday from 3 to 4, people. Don't just listen. When you hear my voice, I want you to say, oh, with Stacey, I'm putting love in the air. We putting it in the air, baby. Because when what you put out there, you're going to get back. You know what? And I'm feeling the tingling feeling. And one thing, let people know, and I want you guys to know, and something that I just started studying on, don't let everybody put their hands on you. When little girls, don't let boys be rubbing and feeling on you, because your nervous system is an extension of your brain. And what's in your brain, whether it be good or bad, is emanating through your nervous system. So if this young boy is thinking, I'm getting her, and whatever you say, you can have. So if your daughter got that weak-ass mind and you got this boy here with all his testosterone and he touching all on her and he's saying, I'm getting her next weekend, you better believe she going to get got. So don't tell your daughters, keep your hands to yourself, all right? Keep hands off. Don't let nobody touch on your baby. Ain't nobody going to be touching Elijah, all right? Don't be putting your hands on Elijah because Elijah got power, so... You know, it's only me and him. He my superhero. He already know. We've been superhero. I got a sock I took home when I met him on July something, 20th. I met him a couple days after he was born. I took his sock home with me. Baby sock. I'm like, me and you, boy, we got power. Your mama can cuss me out every 3 months. I don't care. But you my grandson, and we got power, and we do. So... put it in the air. Put love in the air. Put peace in the air. And start in your tiny little brain. No, you got a big brain. And guess what? We only use 5% of our brains. 100% usage, you would fly through the air. So what I want you guys to, if you're interested in learning on how your brain can operate, go to our love page and email me, and I'm going to send you some stuff that will blow your mind. You know what you think and what you say. And what you feel. So if just like me, I love kids. And I've known for so long that I was meant to do something to help kids. Because although I had protection from my parents, I wasn't a happy kid because it was a business, the Johnson business family. So it wasn't like me and my goofy crew where everybody say, oh, Freddie, Jesse mom is so funny. Freddie, Jesse mom is cool. Because that's, you know, I didn't have it. So I just wanted to do it so bad. And I still do it, you know. So it's important for me to put that out for everybody to feel that, because love is important. I know it's corny and shit, and I used to always get clowned for it, and I used to suppress it so much. And I get my feelings hurt because I show somebody I really like them, and most people ain't full of, you know, full of shit, so they just stomp all over my feelings, and my feelings get hurt. And I say, I ain't never going to talk to you again, or you, or people like you. But that don't work, because I couldn't, that took away my power. When I let people stop me from loving, oh, my God, Stacey, are you stupid? So that's how I overcame that. And, you know, the best thing I could have done was get out of that job. Oh, my God. All of those bad spirits just had me just hot all the time. But I fought it. I got up and I prayed 2 or 3 hours before I had to go to work every day, because I knew. They hate me because people like me. They got some kind of some spirit on me over here. They don't like me because they don't like strong people. So I had to go. I was the first one that had to go, because if I get to talking about put it in the air, shit, it'd be Stacy's insurance company, all right? So that's what it's going to be anyway. And I need you guys to join the love movement. Don't people want to love? And I'm not, see, and this is, I'm not drinking again before a show. I'm going to let you guys know that. Because this is the, I didn't, maybe, see, I might need to drink, huh? Because I'm really hyper. Because it's good, this is good. Terry, I love you. Jesse, I love you. Cheryl, I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Elijah, I love you. You're the best ever. Freddie, Chris, I love you even though you're mad at me. But, Chris, you got a birthday coming. Anyway, and we're going to get that old expunged off your record, too, boy. No more stealing Kit Kats when you're 15. He got his ass beat. You know, yeah, my son. I had 3 jobs at the time. Ms. Johnson, we have Christopher. Christopher got a business going. You know what? I said, son, I got you on the business end, but you can't make 100% profit. All right? It got to be something. I told you last week I'd take you to the 99-cent store and give you about $10 worth of candy. You can make you about $20, $25 at the school. No, you wanted 100% profit. I beat the shit out of him and the people was like, Ms. Johnson, you got to quit beating his ass so loud because the customers are going to hear. I'm like, oh, no, I got 3 jobs. This little Negro in here stealing Kit Kats? Oh, no, I beat the shit out of Chris. Never been in trouble in his life. Had to go. His parole board were three, I guess the youngest had to have been 85. All of them had oxygen tanks and questioned Christopher on, how do you think this made your mother feel? He was crying by the end of it. I was crying. All the grandmas was crying. And he had to do 40 hours of the most finest community service in his life. He's singing. All the girls is loving him. My Christopher. But, yeah, baby, it comes off this year, boy. And been straight ever since. God dog it. That's my strong man, Christopher. Anyway, love movement. I need everybody to have one face, a face of unity, of love, a togetherness, of oneness. No hateration. Okay? Black people love to hate on each other. And quit being ignorant, and please don't go outside with your hair all messed up. Okay? Dread it. If you can't perm it, that's why I got dreads. I came to SAC. I couldn't find nobody to perm my shit no more. My afro was too curly. It had to stay short. I'm like, no, I look like a dude. I need long hair. I dread it. Okay, natural dreading. I threw a little color in it when my mama died. You know what I'm saying? So don't go outside with your hair not done. Let me see. Black people tips. No flip-flops under any circumstances. All they do is make your feet dirty. Especially here in Sacramento, please, black people, that's not the shoe for you, all right? Black tips, do your hair. And my daughter Jessica, go to giftstosociety.com. Jessica is a makeup artist, so, okay, beautiful and a makeup artist, that is so not fair. But she's my kid, so it's all good. She will do holidays coming up, best in the business. Makeup in New York, was only 18 years old. See, I only make the best, and you make the best too. But you know what? The minute I knew I was pregnant, No, what? When I was pregnant, I pulled out a bunch of books, and I said, what do I need to learn about being a good mom? And that was Jessica. And God made her so pretty and so perfect. I'm like, how could I mistreat something like this? And then I had Freddie, and then he was just perfect. And he was a boy. I was like, oh, I got a boy and a girl. And then I had Chris, and he looked like Marty Allen. But he was perfect. And life is wonderful. Jesse, I love you. Terry, I love you. Cheryl, I love you. God, I love you. Listeners of the diary, I love you. Put it in the air. Love, love, love. You love me. I love you. Get your folks. Have them listen. You know you can listen to this crap all week long. So listen, join, be, do, think. Put it in the air. Let me see. Terry, what else should I tell them? No. No PJ. Oh, she said, don't wear your pajamas when you're shopping. All right? Damn. Or your fuzzy slippers. Now, how you going to wear your pink fuzzy slippers outside and go in the house? That's nasty. All right? So no PJs when shopping. But please do your hair. Here in Sacramento, wet it. I mean, it shouldn't be going in five different directions, and it's, you know, it's curly. I ain't going to say nappy, but it's out there. I know you're just going to get some milk, but, you know, wear a hoodie and put the hood on. All they'll think you're doing then is stealing. So it's all good. All right, baby, this is the diary. This is where we love, love, love you. You love, love, love me. Have a good week. And know and think and understand what you put out there. Oh, and I didn't even answer the phone. Terry, I love you. We'll just talk after the show. See, I'm having too much of a good time. You got to be in person, Terry. Anyway, I love you. Terry! What was that? Oh, what's that movie? Terry! Was it Terry? Is that what they were saying? I don't know. Terry's my girl. Jesse, Terry, Cheryl, let's rock and roll. We had fun at our meeting. We love the community. Let's see what happens with this letter I'm putting people on blast with. Join the love movement. Remember, all week long, you got to put love in the air, people. You got to put it in the air. If you don't put it in the air, it ain't there. And then all the racists take over. I love you. I don't love racists, although some people say I am one. Have a wonderful week. Peace.